Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 244. When it comes natural, that's your art. And this was part of a conversation I was having with a friend of mine the other day. Again, my trainer. We've known each other for maybe about 25 years now. And we were having a really great talk about just the idea of, when are we our happiest? And when do we feel, I don't want to say there's all kinds of depression, right? I mean, there's the stuff that's, clinical. There's the stuff that's biological. There's the physical and the spiritual and the emotional. There's a lot in there, and there's a lot of causes, right, for that. And that's probably a longer, separate conversation. And one of the things that I had said to him is, I said, it's interesting. Have you noticed that you can almost find yourself in a depressive state when you are not doing the things that you feel called to do, which makes sense. Not just called to do, because like sometimes people are like, well, I don't know what my calling is. I'm like, no, but more so the things that come natural to you and the things that just feel right. And I said, I told him, it makes sense that if you're disconnected from yourself, if you're disconnected from your gifts, if you're disconnected from doing the things that you would want to be doing, or that feel right to you, in essence, you're disconnected from you might be having a moment of disconnection from your soul and from God. And it's possible to feel, somewhat depressed in that moment, or lost or anxious or any of these other feelings. And so we were going on a tear just talking about, your work being your work of art. And, what got blurred out was, when it comes natural, that's your art. And then he was like, yeah, do more art. it's like, when it comes natural, that's your art. And it had me thinking about a lot of different things. It's not just your art. When it comes natural, that's your calling. When it comes natural, that's your people. When it comes natural, that's your clarity. When it comes natural, that's your answers. When it comes natural, that's your sign. When it comes natural, that's your chance to let go. And when it comes natural, that's also your next move. And so these eight areas, I wanted to talk about them. When it comes natural, that's your art. And this general idea is that, and of course, I've touched on this so many times throughout the Niches You, because it's the overlying and overarching theme. You may have somehow been influenced from an external world on what to focus on and what direction and path to take. Rightfully so. I think people, for the most part, mean well. And then just in general, you get a lot of other factors in there as well, too. But it may not be natural. It may not feel natural. It may not come natural. And you get this sense of maybe you're always feeling like you're rolling a rock, a big, heavy, square block up a hill. It just feels very resistancy, right? Now, it's not to say that work on the things that matter won't feel like, that won't feel, you won't get your other kinds of resistance. It's very possible, because you're battling other things within your mind, right? But you definitely notice the difference when things come natural. And if you pay close enough attention to that, that's your art. And that's a lot of other things too. That's your art. That's the details. That's the areas that light you up. That's the areas that you can go on a tear on. That's the areas that you can go and get very expansive on. And it's funny, because the more I keep talking about this concept, the more I'm finding all kinds of creators, I like calling all of you guys creators, online in any discipline, really just like going to town on their art. And I say this as, and I will repeatedly say this, and I have repeatedly said this on this podcast, art is not just sculptures and paintings and, you know, photography and videography and writing and all that stuff. Art is the way in which you look at something that means something to you. You have the ability to do very great work within that medium or discipline and create and turn value from it and build it and, you know, expand that to the world. Your work, your life is art. And what comes natural within your life is your art. You know, when that comes, that's for you to expand on. And so, you know, in talking with our creator community last Monday, I was talking about all these different creators I find online where they're having fun simply just talking about the things that light them up. And that's turning into these, you know, more influential accounts that are also one person businesses. And they're lucrative. When I say one person businesses, sometimes people go, oh, like it's only one person, it's gotta be so small. And I'm like, well, you know, if, you know, half a million, a million a year off of something you love versus, you know, working for a big corporation, you know, I don't know. You know, it might serve them. You know, it might serve all of us. You're finding a lot of people doing this. And so I was telling the creator group about all of these different really cool accounts out there that are doing this, and I've repeatedly said this to you guys as well too. So like, when it comes natural, that's your art. And I want you to think about how can you let go and surrender to your art. Can you let go and surrender to your art and actually just do it for the sake of doing it and see where it goes, even while maintaining maybe a whole other type of life that you have right now? Can you see where that goes? And I also get that maybe when we were younger, you know, you might have heard, oh, you know, get a real job, get responsible, stop wasting your time on this stuff, and any other number of things, right, that could have potentially deterred you from doing this stuff. And that sucks because I think that became a part of society for not trusting that maybe that's exactly where you should be. Which leads me to the second point. When it comes natural, probably your calling. Not probably, that's your calling. When it comes natural, that's your calling. When it comes natural, people always say, what's my calling? What comes natural? Well, all this stuff. But that couldn't mean anything. Like, or maybe you take natural curiosity and you go further to understand why does that come natural? Where could that lead you to? When it comes natural, that's your calling. Why does it come so natural? What is this showing you? What is this telling you? What is this exposing you to? What is this bringing you to? What is this, you know, giving you ideas and light from? Where is that coming from? Explore it. When it comes natural, that's your calling. We have to get out of this human, the humanness that we are, that has to analyze everything and say, well, I need to know why and how. Well, okay. Instead of approaching it from the mind and the analytical, approach it from the heart and the execution move. Just do something with it and then see where it goes. Let go. Which leads me to the next point. When it comes natural, that's your clarity. No. It's got to be more complex. No. Actually, it doesn't. It can be that simple. When it comes natural, that brings clarity. That's your clarity. That's the clarity you're looking for. If you can sit with yourself long enough, and I highly encourage that you do, and often, you'll find there's certain things that come naturally, and they're bringing you clarity. Oh, this is what I should be doing. This is what I can go explore. This is what feels aligned. These are the people I should be around. These are the habits I need to change. This is the direction I need to go in. This is the opportunity I've been looking for. These are the types of things that I want to expand on. That's your clarity. When you can sit with yourself long enough and you look at the things that come natural, that's your clarity. That's beautiful. Everybody's looking for it. It's a huge superpower. Do you know how much like calmer your days are with clarity? Because at least it's bringing you direction. Right? Which leads me to my next point. When it comes natural, that's your answers. And I love this one because when it comes natural, that's your answers. No, there's got to be another way. Like, why can't it be that way? Well, that just seems too simple. That seems too easier. Or I'm not really sure I like that answer. Do you not like that answer because that may be what's best for you, but not necessarily what you are attached to as an outcome? Maybe it comes very natural. That's your answer. Can you trust that? And maybe it wasn't the answer you were looking for. And maybe that's because what you were looking for, you were creating an entire narrative or an outcome or an attachment as to how something should look versus just running with it enough to, you know, to understand it a little bit more. When it comes natural, that's your answers. This is a good one right here. When it comes natural, that's your people. When it comes natural, that's your people. You've all inevitably been around people that you're like, it just flows with them. You're just in alignment. Now, yes, of course, along the way, depending on where you're at, there's a few that get through that you're kind of like, oof, maybe they shouldn't have been in my world. It happens. I mean, that's how we're learning discernment and boundaries and checking with our energy and trying to understand intuitively, like, were there signs or whatever it might be. But for the most part, the real of the real, the most natural, when it's really, really, really natural, that's your people. That's your people. That's your friends. That's your spouse or partner. That's your business partner or partners, right? Business partners. Like, when it comes natural, that's your people. When you can feel completely non-judged, when you can feel very open and vulnerable with them, and that they're respecting you and you're respecting them, and that there's no judgment, but there's understanding, there's compassion, there's intentional conversation, there's a sharing of ideas, knowledge, wealth. That's your people. When it comes natural, that's your people. And you see, this is an interesting conversation because, I mean, I don't feel like this necessarily for any of us listening to this podcast, but I don't know. I mean, everybody kind of goes to this, but like the self-sabotage, right? You see this sometimes in relationships, especially the people who are maybe toughest and you're trying to either force a connection or prove your worth, or but then like other people who just come into your world that are more natural, whether that's from a dating perspective, dating for, you know, hopefully for, you know, the long term for the marriage, but however it is for you, but or for the friendships, that it's the people that it's very natural. There isn't a lot of extra work. If you've already been kind of programmed, or you've got some bad, no, I don't want to say bad habits. You've got, you know, just stuff from when we were younger. Sometimes it happens, and we think that certain things have to be hard, and so therefore, like the people who are easy and should be part of our world, we maybe don't spend more time with them, and instead it's the ones that are harder that are, you know, constantly you're proving your worth to. You see this a lot in relationships, right? But stick to the people who come natural. That's your people. It's not supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be work, but it's not supposed to be hard. Even though there's that expression, like, you know, choose your heart, like being broke is hard, being wealthy is hard, choose your heart, being fit is hard, being overweight is hard, choose your heart, like, you know, or unhealthy, whatever you want to say, right? So, but it's mostly because we're here for work. We just want to do work where it feels most natural. The next one, when it comes natural, that's your sign. That is your sign. When it comes natural, that is your sign. This kind of goes in adjacent with answers, and it's not necessarily always what you want to hear or want to see in that moment, but it's very much what is speaking to you right then and there. When it comes natural, that is your sign. Now, it's your job to go a little bit further into what exactly is the sign telling you, but it should be very clear. Another one. When it comes natural, that's your chance to let go. Let go of your attachment. Let go of your narrative. Let go of your idea of an outcome. Let go of your resistance. Let go of your forcing an outcome. Let go of your way of wanting to do things, and simply accepting the gift of something that comes so naturally and with ease. You want more ease? Accept what comes naturally and with ease. You hear this all the time. People are like, oh, everything's so hard. I'm like, well, maybe you're focusing on the wrong things. Maybe you're giving time, energy, money, and everything to the wrong things. It is possible. We all do it. Hopefully we do it less and less as we learn these things, right? So maybe what comes natural is your chance to let go, experience, receive, understand it, move forward with it, you know. And obviously there's nuances in all of this, because a lot, you know, you're also you're having to do a lot of inner dialogue, inner checking in, inner prayers or meditation on these things. But when it comes natural, that's your chance to let go. And then the final point I wanted to bring up is, when it comes natural, that's your next move. When it comes natural, that's your next move. Which, notice these are all the same. It comes natural, that's your answer. Ah, cool, I know how to move. When it comes natural, ah, clarity, I know how to move. When it comes natural, ah, sign, I know how to move. When it comes natural, ah, it's my art, I know how to move. When it comes natural, ah, my calling, I know how to move. When it comes natural, ah, the people that I need, I know what to do next, I know how to move. When it comes natural, I have a chance to let go, I know how to move. When it comes natural, that's your next move. You now can go immediately into a next step, one step at a time. When it comes natural, that's your art, your calling, your people, your clarity, your answers, your sign, your chance to let go, and your next move. I appreciate you guys tuning into every single episode. Thank you always. Please check the show notes. Lots of links, lots of resources. Check out the Right Design Build workshop. I'm constantly updating that. Check out the creator community. We're doing some really cool stuff in there. And we're also going to be starting a book club in there as well too. So we got like 60 plus resources. We've got like a whole chat board now where everybody's going to be like, you know, kind of sharing each other's resources and talents and all those other things. We have Monday lives, we have challenges, and now we're going to do a book club. Like it's becoming this very organically grown, amazing community. Check it out, please. I highly encourage you to do so. Other relevant episodes, please check out the Clarity, the free Clarity workshop. It's there for a reason. I want you to have more clarity. I appreciate you guys. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. It helps expand the awareness of the show. You guys are like the most amazing community in the world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Until next episode, I'm out. All right. That's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in. And you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title, nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.